Okay.
What up, what up, what up?
Just for a moment, I was about to call you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, Mr. Rich Blackman. Hey, yo, I called you Ron Blackman on my podcast.
Yo, wild as shit. No, it's the R to
Yo,
the I to the C to the H, boy.
I called your ass motherfucking Ron Blackman, yo. You know, I'm bugging. Anyway, look, my name is Jabba for all those who don't know. Y'all know y'all know me. I'm the transition artist on TikTok and shit. And my special guest, I've said this on my last podcast. I said I was going to get into this. Introducing the one and only Mr. R. Blackman.
Please take a look at it when you're sober.
I'm ready.
This is the major debate that I've been waiting to bring forth to the table. You motherfuckers don't know, but I'm gonna let you know. iPhone versus Android. We about to kill it. We about to crush it. It's all going down right now. Killer beat.
Yo.
All right, DJ, start the beat back up. DJ, kill the beat.
Still getting his Nick Cannon on.
Okay. Yo, so real talk, why'd you do it?
All right, so look, man. I'm gonna tell you. First off, let you know the setting right now. I'm in my office right now. I got my Ray-Bans on. Is it bright in here? No, but I'm just saying I'm a shining star, just to let you know. But
I thought you was gonna say something really authentic, like it's really bright in here because my Samsung Galaxy screen is just so luminous. And you fucked up already.
I did, but I'm gonna tell you though. So look, let me get a little bit of background.
Hurry up.
So I'm a very, very hardcore go hard Apple guy,
No, you're
right?
not. You used to be.
I still am. I
I
still
don't believe you.
am. But I've always carried at least two phones. So now I'm up to
Right.
about three, but I've always carried at least two phones.
You're on three phones now?
I'm on three phones now. Life has been good. So I use Apple.
You're ridiculous.
I was using my iPhone as my main driver, and I had went out and bought a Samsung Galaxy Fold 4.
You got the
So
Fold 4.
Fold 4.
And
Fold 4.
that was coming from a what?
So no, I that was the first one that I got Samsung wise in a long time. So what I was rocking was the iPhone 14 Pro Max and the Galaxy Fold 4.
Okay, so spec wise, the Galaxy Fold 4 is how much bigger than the iPhone? I think the Pro Max is like 6'9". It's almost 7.1. It's almost 7 inches, right?
Yeah, at least that. I mean, open though. Open. I mean, you're looking at about 13. It's crazy.
Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. So in length, it's how long?
I can't give you those specs, man. It's
I'm
huge.
yo, this
No Diddy.
you yo, hold up, dog. Now when you come when you're talking to an iPhone ridiculous lover. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I could tell you the specs on my phone. I could tell. Well, you know what? You got me on the camera island. I didn't realize. Yes, it does. The 14
See?
Pro Max does have the camera. I had to look at my wife's phone. You know what I mean?
See?
I was like, oh yeah, it does. Son
See?
of a
See?
bitch.
And you didn't even know.
I
See?
you know when I seen the island at first, I wasn't really big on it. I'm one of them dudes. I didn't care about the notch. You know what I'm saying? But the island does bring more flavor to it. You know what I mean?
That's the only reason why I got it.
For the island?
Yep, for the island. That was it, because I was coming from a 12 Pro Max. I was happy with that, actually, until the whole island thing came, and I was sold. I know it. Yeah, but you know, that it's part of the Apple cult, but you know what it is. But on the Samsung,
why did you go to Galaxy, bro? All
right, so check it out. Let me explain.
I mean, every phone has to have a lifestyle story behind it. So with that being said, I know it has to be. What you didn't just go, like, it must have been a lifestyle change decision.
It was it started out as kind of testing it, but let me run back to you real quick.
He was just testing the waters, and then
7.6 is the screen size.
7.6. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it is. I get that a lot. But
so open is what?
So open, you figure like this, open, run you about 9.6, I believe, 9.7.
Wow. Yeah. Yo, that's a tablet.
Yeah, it's damn near.
So, all right, I'm just curious. So is there a case for it?
Don't you answer that phone.
Is there a case for it?
For the most part, it's one of those situations where it's folded all the time. So you have like a regular case for it. So it's not really.
What you mean? I know, like, it's always folded at 7.6 inches in your pocket.
Right.
That's like having a baby dick in your pocket, yo.
I mean, depending on how you look at it.
Hey, yo, where do you carry it? You have to put it in your front pocket. I know you're not putting a $2,000 phone in your back pocket without a case.
No, nah, definitely front pocket. I gotta be sure that it's
is it I'm, deep I'm in there? It yeah, doesn't yeah. even fit.
It does. It fits.
It fits.
Because folded is it's not bad screen wise.
But it's folded sideways, not, you know, down. Right?
Right. So it's more low. It's more long than anything.
Right. I'm saying that the iPhone, the 14, the Pro Max series, period, barely fit in my pocket.
I feel like if somebody starts listening to the podcast, like from the middle of it, they totally are probably going to think something completely different. This sounds like hardcore porn, like, yo, off of Sirius XM.
Yo, be like, yo, for real, this 7.6 can't even fit, yo. Be like, what?
You know what I'm saying? What is it? It's long in my pocket. Like, what the
fuck? It's long, yo. Hey, yo, if they hear, but I can fold it. Damn, girl, right. Did you hear that shit? This nigga can fold his shit.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? And it's just when you open it up, it go all the way in.
It's crazy. It's bright, too.
But
sorry, ladies, I'm sorry. We
just tripping.
Yeah, yeah. We family. This is what we do. We can bounce back and forth off each other like that.
Oh, man. So, but I'm going to tell you, though, lifestyle change was this. One day I was just sitting there and I was looking at my phones, and I just said, you know what? I wonder what it would be like to spend a day or two in the
galaxy.
In the galaxy world. I said, let me just see, right? So I wind up, what really made me jump was I had got an email that I couldn't edit it on my iPhone.
Oh, so yeah, you was telling me about that. You have to download something else to, edit that.
Yeah. So I said, well, let me try it a day in life of Galaxy. So I switched over. I'm not going to lie. It was a headache. One of the things, sidebar conversation, one of the things that made me recently started not liking Apple is I hated the fact of how difficult they make things as far as switching over. Like, as far as trying to move my messages over
to
from
what?
From the iPhone to the Galaxy, because you know you got the iMessages, so
yeah, that's easy though. You have to kill your iMessage and have everything text message.
Yeah, but the thing of it is a lot of it won't transfer if you don't do it correctly. So that kind of messed me up. And then for some reason, my iCloud wasn't syncing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it wound up having to where they gave me, I tried to log on. They was telling me you can't log on. And it was giving me a thing of I had to wait 8 days to get approval and all that. It was crazy. I don't even know what that was, man. I don't even know what that was. But P, I'm telling you, it was a headache. But
really, you had to wait 8 days?
8 days to log back on, log back into my
iCloud.
And that was a headache.
That's ridiculous.
So yeah, so ultimately, probably they make it difficult. They do. But anyway, back to spending time in the galaxy. So about 3 days in,
mm-hmm.
I'm realizing, A, with Android Auto, it sounded a lot better in my car than Apple, than the Apple Play. It was a lot more crisp. It was a lot more clearer. And it was just crazy. Like you could, it was a noticeable sound difference between mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's a Samsung thing or Android thing.
I think it's a Samsung thing, yo.
It was crazy. It was really crazy.
I really do. You may think I'm weird out on this when I say this, but I think Samsung probably put some work into their, you know, the way their music comes out. Because Apple has the spattle audio and all that to make your stuff sound crisper. I'm quite sure mm-hmm. Samsung has done the same thing, yo.
It was wicked.
If you look into it, I guarantee you. And any, if anybody has any comments on that, y'all can leave comments in the comment section of this podcast. We'd greatly appreciate all feedback. But I really do believe that that Galaxy has probably put that into their electronics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For real.
I wouldn't doubt it. Because, yeah, you know, both of them copycat off each other. They just try to downplay it.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that pissed me off with Apple. And I'm going to get back to that in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
But I wound up getting another email. And it was
all starting with the emails.
It's all starting with the emails. And it was a document I had to edit.
Yeah.
And I was able to edit it right from my phone. Like with ease, through my email, edit it through my phone. I had to make some corrections to it.
The only thing I'm a little leery about that, cuz, is the security. That's now because Android is so wide, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I feel like there's so much, like everybody gets hacked, but when Google got hacked, you know what I'm saying? All that's tied into Google.
Nah, that's real stuff, and I mean that's a legitimate argument.
Yeah,
that's a worry. It's definitely a worry. But I tell you, to be completely honest with you, iPhone is so Apple is so secure that shit I couldn't even get into my own shit.
Ooh, you tell
me. You know, and for me,
that is real. That is 100% real.
You know, and I hate it because although you love the security, I do love the security of Apple, but it's almost kind of like if you forget your shit,
yeah, you ass.
Your product is a brick.
Yo,
you it's a brick.
Start over.
All you know what sucks. I mean? That's it. So, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I was like, okay, so a couple pros and cons. Then I started thinking about Apple the way it used to be and mm-hmm. what it's become. No disrespect.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, no disrespect to my man Cook, but Apple's not innovative no more. You know what I mean? For me, it was like I used to say, "Well, you're not."
What kind of innovation are you looking for, though?
Something.
We're talking about Apple products. We're talking about they don't. Yo, I'm gonna tell you the real shit. When Apple came out with the Ultra, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. they completely went against the grain on what, you know, Apple Watch supposed to be. And then I hear that they might even go circular. Did you know that?
Yeah, but
I think you might come back to Apple if they go circular, bro. Because if it was just a circular function,
well,
the
no.
circular look, I'm saying.
No, because I'm going to tell you, because now I got the Samsung Classic 6, and I mean, I love that watch, but not just because
that's that
of,
big joint you let me see?
Yeah, and not
I like
because
the size of that, yo.
Yeah, oh,
wait a minute, hold
no,
up.
No,
pause,
Diddy, no,
yo.
Diddy, pause,
pause,
nigga, pause.
Pause, pause, pause. Pause.
Yeah.
We doing too much. I like the size of that. That looks really good. I like that big joint. Pause.
You know what they say, the bigger the better. No doubt.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We doing a lot of Cameroning in here. Mason Cameron in the joint.
But now I'm gonna tell you, P, the thing of it for me was the Ultra came and changed the game. That watch came and changed the game.
You didn't like it though.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. I didn't like the way it looked at first, but functionality, it was a lot different. The only thing that pissed me off with that,
what was that?
$800 price tag. Come on. Come on. You can't convince me that this watch that costs the same amount of money as a 14
a regular
Pro.
Phone, right? Yeah, tell me about it.
So that was my thing. And like I said, no disrespect to Cook. Cook is a money man. He's a finance guy. When you remember when we were hardcore Apple, I'm going to say we because I was there with you.
Right.
We used to sit here and we used to wait for jobs to drop so we could see what was new,
right.
What was happening. Apple hasn't really changed anything. And for Apple, you figure since the whole island thing and the 14 Pro Max all the way up to now, the only thing they've changed is what? The charging port.
But yo, and can I say this?
Sure.
In all fairness. And I told you, when they came up with the C port, we had this in conversation before. That was the game changer. I'm almost willing to bet that they're going to go back to fast port. Ask me why.
Why
you're going to 100% agree with me when I say this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Apple is about money.
All day.
Fuck this is great. I can do this. They like, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. We fucked up. Now they can integrate this with this. No, we bought that money. They bought that money. I guarantee you this will probably be one of the last versions of C-Port we'll see.
I can see that.
I'm serious. Apple was about their trademark. What are they known for? Fast port, you know, that fast charge. The what's the shit on the back now? The Q shit, whatever that fucking shit is.
The Q shit.
Yeah, like remember back in the day we used to be so happy to get a charging case. Yo, I got that new charging case. You know, you remember that?
Yeah, all day, man. Come on.
That was this shit. You had to be Apple accessorized. Apple has slimmed down. Look, now they make you buy a charger. You know, you want a case? We're going to sell the case and then we're going to make a charger that you have to buy to attach to the back of the. It's about money, yo. Apple bought that. I guarantee you they say this is going to be the last one. We ain't going to do this. We're going to do a C-port every 3, 4, 5 years.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yo, you got to give us more. You got to give us more. You gotta give us more, yo.
They don't stray though. That's why Apple is so popular, because it doesn't stray far.
I'm gonna say
they're not risk takers like that.
No, I'm gonna say this. You gonna be mad? People gonna be mad. I used to be mad when people said it to me, but it really is the truth. And I'm gonna throw it out there.
Go ahead, throw it out there.
It's a call following. It's a co-founder.
Yep. 100%. I'm not mad.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like literally when you think about it, if somebody asks me, why do you buy Apple products? The only thing that I ever could come up with is I love the way it sings. That's it. Yo, because when you think about it, innovation wise,
it's a lifestyle. That hasn't been. It's a lifestyle, though. You're either with the Apple lifestyle or you're with the Android lifestyle. That's all it is. It's either apples or oranges. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like Teslas, right? When you see a Tesla, you see a certain type of driver.
You're in a certain tax bracket.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Oh, this. I'm gonna tell you what I think. I see a nigga in the Tesla. Look at this bitch. He know as soon as that bitch have electrical problems, he ain't gonna be.
Listen.
That's me. Look at this nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. Yo, me and they blew on some other shit. Me and Roscoe did a review of a Tesla. We rented a Tesla for a week. Did the review of the Tesla. We threw it up on YouTube. Yeah, threw it up on YouTube. I'm going to send you the link. The shit is hot. The video. And I'm not going to lie. I love it. I love the Tesla now. This was my first experience with a Tesla.
I drove in it. I didn't drive it, but I think it's a really unique car. I like it myself.
It is. But again, it's something to create a cult following. Like, would I buy one?
Nope. You might buy one.
I would buy
one. I got you.
I would buy one.
Because I don't like them like that, but I would buy one for my wife.
I would buy one.
I drive the shit out of it, but I buy one for my wife because I got to stick to an engine. I need some gas and horsepower and shit. I got the hit. Hey, yo, that whole hey, yo, when I hear them electric cars, I'll be thinking, here's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun.
But that's where all this shit came from.
Hey, yo, I can't. That winding, yo, the motherfucker back is the bitch. It's a bitch. She had a Volkswagen's. It was some kind of. What's the Volkswagen? Not the one you had, but it's like a SUV.
The Tiguan?
It's not the Tiguan, but it's bigger than the Tiguan is rounded a little bit. It's this one is bigger, but it was electric. And when she backed up, it sounded like she was parking a spaceship, bro. I'm not even joking. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Now I gotta find out which one it was.
Volkswagen's it's electric. They got a it's Sirius too. It's cute as a motherfucker. Well, it was a set of twins, so it was females. You would say, "Oh, y'all cars are cute," you know, because they got matching cars and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I gotta check it out now. And see,
it's electric, bro. It's a SUV. It's electric. Listeners, if y'all know what I'm talking about, leave the name of this damn car in the description and in the comments, and I will thank you later on. You know what I'm saying? For real. Yeah, you know I mean, because my brain is like, poof. Hey, yo. Yeah. Back to this shit, yo. I'm trying to tell you. You need to come back home.
Please take a look at it when you're sober.